Peak Oil Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
Can a young person risk going to college these days? That's a question I'm left with after reading Zachary Nowak's book, Crash Course, Preparing for Peak Oil. Nowak urges us to think about a future with less energy, the same way a homeowner considers insurance. Homeowners generally think that the likelihood of their house burning down is tiny, but they pay thousands of dollars to be able to easily start again in the unlikely event that the house does burn down. Similarly, Nowak exhorts his readers to prepare for severe impacts of peak oil. Not Armageddon, that's nothing that anyone can prepare for. But, he suggests, prepare for a crash. Not just the end of cheap oil, but the end of oil in any meaningful quantities. The ships bringing us food and goods from all over the world stop steaming, and the trucks stop rolling. While Nowak doesn't argue that sudden collapse of our complicated civilization is the most likely future scenario, he says it's a possible scenario. If it comes to pass, people who wish to survive the collapse will need a lot of skills that aren't taught on the soccer fields of suburbia. Crash Course is full of tips on what skills are needed for survival in an oil crash and where to read up on them. The skills include finding a safe piece of land to live on, building or renovating buildings that use renewable energy and local water sources, growing and preserving food, staying healthy, and healing yourself when sick. You need skills of a realtor, carpenter, plumber, farmer, gardener, hunter, fisherman, butcher, cook, home economist, and healer. If an oil crash lies ahead, it's not clear how much time we have before the discomfort of $4 gasoline and $5 heating oil gives way to them not being available at any price. Once the dynamics of crash are in place, small events can lead to rapid changes, as many people experienced last century, with the descent into the Great Depression, the outbreak of two world wars, or the collapse of the Soviet Union. If you're 18 years old and college-bound, you may be skilled at computers and driving a car. You may know how to take the second derivative of a quadratic equation in calculus, and have learned about electron orbits in chemistry. And you may be able to discuss Shakespeare and To Kill a Mockingbird intelligently. But do you know how to kill and dress a chicken? Or find and prepare wild edible plants in your region in every season? Or to keep a goat healthy so it produces milk and meat for you? Most colleges don't teach skills needed to survive in a post-crash world. And for most people, going to college means going into debt. Is it wise to use precious time and money turning in homework assignments and writing term papers when grocery stores might be closed before you graduate? The choice is not black and white, of course. Not one of going to college and preparing for a life in an energy-rich world versus moving into the countryside and immediately starting to live off the land. Colleges like Sterling College in Hardwick, Vermont, teach sustainable agriculture. Students learn to plow with draft horses, to design a greenhouse for long-season production in snowy Vermont, and to pump water with solar panels. It's also possible to study a college field designed for an energy-rich world and tailor your studies to an energy-poor future. In engineering, there are few people like MIT senior lecturer Amy Smith, who teaches low-tech design. One of her prime rules for her students is, try living for a week on $2 a day. It gets you more creative. In nursing or medicine, you can complement your studies with clinical herbalism, massage therapy, advanced nutrition, or other approaches that don't rely on industrial medicine. And there's always summers, or taking a year off before college or during college to work on a farm, learn how to install solar hot water heaters, or to work with a local forester. I don't know what I would do if I were 18 again. When I left high school in 1981, the Back to the Land movement was full of people who were trying to carve out a niche to survive a crash. I took the more traditional route, going to college, and so far the crash has been staved off. In the meantime, some of the Back to the Landers have taught me skills I didn't learn in college. In 2008, we're closer to some sort of energy transition than when I graduated from high school. Whether you're college age or not, skills you choose to learn now could have survival value in a relatively short time. I'm Carl Ettenayer, and that's this week's Peak Oil Check-In.
Peak Oil Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.